The second bowl, verse 3, the second angel poured out his bowl in the sea, and it turned to blood like that of a dead man, and every living thing in the sea died. Now, right away, we know, we've been talking about, is this book chronological? Right away, we know there has to be chronology in this. What has to happen before God can pour out the first bowl? The Antichrist has to come and establish the mark of the beast, right? Pretty simple logic. We already know that one of the trumpet judgments kills a third of the creatures living in the sea. Can the trumpet judgment come after the bowl judgment? You can't kill everything and then kill another third after that, right? Well, yeah, in some schools, if you look at my math, you'd probably say so. You can't do it. So there's obvious chronology. The first third dies with the trumpet. The next two thirds die with the bowl. The third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became like blood, or they became blood. Then I heard the angel in charge of the waters say, "You are just in these judgments, you who are and who were the Holy One, because you have so judged. For they have shed the blood of your saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink as they deserve." And please note verse 7. And I heard the altar respond. Where have we heard the voice of the altar before? The fifth seal, the souls of those who had been martyred. And listen to what they say. "Yes, Lord God Almighty, true and just are your judgments." I want to ask you a question, and this would be a good question to write down for future consideration. Can you echo the amen of the altar? Has your faith brought you to a place where you can say, "Amen, Lord God, you are true and just in these judgments"? Now, be very careful how quickly you answer. Because let's just bring this down real close to home. Some of your neighbors are going to die at the hand of the God you love. Little children that you would consider to be innocent are going to starve to death. Whole cities will be annihilated. Can you echo the amen of the altar? If you don't trust his heart, you cannot trust his hand. If we do not believe that our God is holy and just in these judgments, we will become furious with him when we see his arm of judgment begin to move. Am I right? If we don't trust his heart, we will be furious with him with what he does.